This is Mark Schneidman. At the tone, leave your name and message. I'll get back to you.
Hey, Mark. Hey, I heard what you said last week about me squatting in the guest house in Montecito. Now, I know you're the big radio man, but I have a legitimate real estate claim on that property. Okay, Mark? Okay? Oh, hey, by the way, you're out of milk.
That is so funny. I recorded that voice, and Richard was so concerned that I was going to sound like, what's the guy's name? And so he altered my voice, and it actually makes it now sound like the guy, Randy Quaid. I don't know what happened to him. He's still in Canada with his wife. That was a bizarre story. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to your local Santa Barbara Realtor. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Association of Realtors. Today's guest, L.A. Realtor John Woodard. He was on a year ago to talk about his listing that was taken over by squatters. They were throwing huge parties late in the night, and it was in a high-end neighborhood. LeBron James lived or lives nearby. What happened? Well, let's find out in segment two. Fourth segment's the weekly multiple listing sales update, tracking median home price sales weekly. Year-to-date, take a look at it in the first segment, going back to 2010, single-family and condos today, median price and average. I'll explain why. Montecito only and without Montecito and Hope Ranch. Festivus for the rest of us. And also, as I've been doing for the prior 47 weeks, gosh, hard to believe a year has gone by almost, I always give you the pendings for the week, just a snapshot, what's in escrow at the end of the week, ending this week, March 14th, 2025. But 47 weeks ago, I started keeping track of the median price of said pendings. It only took me 26 years, think of that. 27 years this November. And so it's kind of interesting. And towards the end of the year, I started seeing, wow, the median price of what's in escrow pending, it's really high. And lo and behold, year-to-date median price, I never predict anything, but I predicted that because that's kind of easy. It's not really a prediction. 2.9 million year-to-date median price because the pending listings, I mean, we went we went 11 weeks where the pending listings every week for 11 weeks was over 2.6 million. So, of course, what's closing is going to be high. What's funny is 2.9 million is higher than what the pendings average was. So I don't understand that. But it was, I can, looking back, no, I see 2.9, 2850, 28. It was up there. So this week, 59 pendings, 57, if you take out the two on leased land, it's not really fee simple. So not technically a single family residence, but the median price is 2.2 million. So that's a drop. Last week it was 2.4 million. And then before that, 2.8, 2.9, 2.8. So the last 2 weeks, getting back to normal, I would say. So maybe we'll see the median price year to date has to drop from 2.9 million. Can't sustain that. We've had a lot of higher priced home sellings. It's not indicating that your house went up that much. So 60 sales, which is 15 sales per week. In 2024, we averaged 15.36 sales per week. So for the first 11 weeks, we're at 15 sales per week. Started off very slow in the number of sales. The last 6 months of 2024, averaged 15.31 sales per week. So we're almost back to that for the first 11 weeks. Last year, only 11.5 sales per week. And the year before that, just over 10 sales per week, 2023. But 2022 is almost 20. Go back to 2019, it was 15. 2018, the debris flow was just under 14 sales per week. And you got to go back to 2014 to get 15.42 sales per week. I'm just trying to find similarities to the number of sales per week. Median price, 2.9 million year-to-date single family. Last year, just almost 2.1. Year before that, 2 million 270. Year before that, 2.3, 2 million. And then 2020 and back, it's more like 1.3 million. 2015 and back, it was just over 1 million. 2015 and 2014. And then 2013 back to 2010, it was under 900,000, the median price. Just 12 years ago, 12 to 15 years ago, year-to-date median price. The average, which, I never look at, and economists have explained to me, the average sales price is at the whim of the higher-end properties. The median price takes into account and, mitigates the impact of the very high and the very low prices. So median price year to date, $4,270,000. Last year it was $3,700,000. So $500,000 more. So we've got higher price home sellings, which I think is impacting the median price as well. But the median price for the prior years, still over $3 million for single family. Again, just the first 11 weeks of the year. Condos year to date. $1,002,000. Actually, $1,205,000 is a median price for condos first 11 weeks of the year, 2025. The average, $1,005,000. Last year, the median price was $905,000. And the average was just over $1 million. So, again, with that higher average, higher priced condos are selling, which is helping bringing up the median price. I think prices have been kind of steady, quoting Mark Schneep, economist, for 2023, 2024, maybe even 2022. Median price kind of been very steady. Some price areas have gone up a little. But that's a big jump for condos. Where's the sales? Don't I have the number of sales for condos? It's condos. I didn't say condo. Yeah, 60 sales year to date for the first 11 weeks. 60 condo sales. Last year, 55. Year before that, 50. 2022, 81, skipping 2021, insane year. And condos, really, first 11 weeks of the year, going back to 2014, it was, in the 70s. 2015, at 96 condo sales. Median price was $572,000. In 2015, median price condos, first 11 weeks, $572,000. Last year, $905,000. This year, $1,200,000. Median price condos first 11 weeks of the year. That's mind-boggling. And let's see, if we take out Montecito and Hope Ranch, median price just under 2.4, 119 sales. Last year, year-to-date, first 11 weeks without Montecito, Hope Ranch, 97 sales, median price $2 million. Year before that, 88 sales, $1.6 million. Wow. In 2023. So the median price without Montecito and Hope Ranch still going up. And of course, the last this year, we're having more sales year to date than the prior 2 years. So that's good. Montecito only 25 sales, first 11 weeks of the year, $6 million is the median price. Last year, 21 sales, median price was $7 million. Wow. 2025, is that right? Maybe I got that wrong. Forget that. That was the wrong line. Delete that. Richard? 2025, 41 Montecito sales, median price $5,850,000. Last year, 29 sales, median price $5.4 million. So that's a big, big jump. Montecito, 41 versus 29 first 11 weeks. Year before that, 19 sales. And the year before that, 2022, 46 sales. So that's more comparable to today's 41 sales year-to-date Montecito. And back then, median price, Montecito, pretty consistent. $5.6 million, $5 million, $5.4 million. This year, $5,850,000. Okay, that's your year-to-date stats. You're listening to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. We'll take a quick break. Come back with a realtor from Los Angeles. He's going to talk about his listing, Professional Squatters, Beverly Grove Place. Let's see what happened with that. He was on last year to tell us about it. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.